This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. The Electric Amish are on the show today. They're coming up in just a minute.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Macy's, Adidas, Walmart, Nike, Wine.com, Samsung, Lenovo, Sephora, and more. And even stack sales on top of cashback. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Man, it's Donnie Baker. I just want to wish you guys a happy St. Patrick's Day. I love St. Patty's Day, mainly because it's a total balls-to-the-wall party event. And best of all, when it comes to getting laid, St. Patty's Day's a freebie. I swear to God it is. Man, if you can't score on St. Patty's Day, you should just turn in your pork. It's the fourth easiest day of your life to get laid. Yeah. Everybody knows it. Right after your grandma's funeral, your cousin's wedding, and Christmas Eve in a strip club. And hell, I wasn't even looking for it. I was just picking up my mom, Phyllis. Here's the key, man. Chicks start drinking during the day, and when that happens, it can only mean one thing. They'll be vomiting before dinner. So when you walk into a bar, don't look for the hottest chick. Look for the queasiest, the one that looks like she's about to do the Jersey yodel. Then just start drinking nearby. Just kind of mingle. Then when she heads outside to deliver a street pizza, you follow her and hold her hair. You have to hold her hair if you're within 4 feet. It's state law. I swear to God that's true.
Oh, I didn't know.
See, man, there's a difference between guys and girls. When dudes hurl, it's totally impersonal. Just one more thing flying out of an orificle. Big deal. But when chicks launch, they get all vulnerable and needy. And by holding her hair, you're showing that you understand and that you can be trusted. Also, man, while they're bent over, it's a good time to check for some thong action. I got more pictures than I can count. Best of all, man, a vomiting chick won't talk your ear off like a non-vomiting chick. Plus, man, if you think about it, you get a good chance to see what she eats, so in case you want to do her again, you'll know where to take her. Chicken fingers never digest. And before you make your move, offer her some Tic Tacs, because nobody wants to make out with someone who tastes like the dumpster. And make sure she's empty before you start. I mean, too many guys swing into action during intermission, and that's when things get messy. Been there, done that. If she spews on you, or worse, yorks on your pork, then the date is pretty much over. I mean, they call it the luck of the Irish, but all it is staying out of the line of fire until the last Funyun has been hurled. I swear to God it is. Well, happy St. Patty's Day, man.
Wow,
I gotta go.
All right.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Hey, welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show.
See what God has to say.
Thank you very much. That's the rehearsal room. You can hear the electric Amish getting ready.
I'm looking running forward through it. Yep.
Yeah. Now, Graber, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Tom.
Oh, good.
Could you hear us?
Yes.
Yeah, you weren't supposed to.
It sounds like something original you're working on, which sounds good. Hey, Graber, I can't help but notice I've been to a lot of concerts, and I've never seen anybody change guitars as much as you do.
Oh, my gosh. And it's crazy because I've never had a roadie before.
Yeah.
You know, Tom, Graber changes guitars almost as often as he changes his underpants.
But that means about half.
Don't you just flip them around after one day?
Guitars? No, you can't play them backwards.
Oh, okay. I meant your underwear. It's my understanding that you guys have a brand new song for us. Is that true?
No, that is true. Yeah, we came on here. We wrote a brand new original number. If you want to hear it? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, that works out great because we were wanting to play it. So
here we go.
You kids ready?
Yep.
Here we come. There's a button.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. My roadie, a guy named Dean, said to hit this button. I forgot to hit the button.
Oh.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Can you hear me
there
now?
He is.
Again.
Here we come, clip-clopping up the street. You think our clothes look stupid, or it's trick or treat?
Yeah, y'all, we're the homeless. All we do is work and pray. We're the plain generation. Have we got nothing to say?
Yeah. On any road, almost anywhere, we're probably backing up traffic, but we just don't care.
Yeah, yeah, we're the Amish. All we do is reap and pray. For the plain generation, we still got nothing to say. We're just trying to be holy. Amish is the only way. You can disagree if you want to, but we'll see what God has to say. We'll see what God has to say. Yeah, we'll see what God has to say.
Yeah, I know what God's gonna say.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, the Electric Amish.
Very nice.
And their tribute to being Amish and being plain. You guys have time to do one of the classics for us?
Oh, we got time to do all 20 songs we got wrote down here.
Okay. What do you got for us, fellas? This is one of the classics?
Some people say it's a classic. Some people say it's hack. I don't know. this is... this is a song it's about a barn, honestly.
Oh, okay.
A lot of our songs are about barns, farm animals, farming, and heathens. You guys ready?
Here we go.
One, two.
Get your buggy rolling, way up past the silo, way up past the cornfield, to a little place that I know. Yeah, Greta gonna drink some cider, dance until the morning light, break all the commandments at once, just like a dead Mennonite.
I like wearing black clothes, reading from your Bible, talking to my milk cows, and cleaning out their stable.
Yeah, Greta gonna churn some butter, grab the stick and yank it up and down. Start slowly, then move it faster. Don't let it spill on the ground.
Though the person thinks it's vile, it's a barn to be wild. The way you're working my churn, no, I'm gonna burn.
White and red all over?
I know, Graber. What is black and white and red all over?
It's Barry with a sunburn.
Good one, Graver.
Thanks. Hey, Carl.
Yeah, Graver.
Do you know how many Mennonites it takes to satisfy Barry's wife?
Oh, I know, Graver. How many Mennonites does it take to satisfy Barry's wife?
I heard she likes 5 Mennonites.
Money?
Yeah. Get your horses running. Gallop past the hog feed. Straight out to the pasture. Where me and Greta gonna plant our seed. Hey, Greta, come and milk my cow. Watch the cream rise up to the top. Fire all your udders at once. It's good to the last drop.
So the parson thinks it's vile. It's a barn to be wild. If we do it right, you'll be milking all night. Barn to be wild. Barn to be wild.
Hey, Carl.
Yeah, Barry.
Carl, do you know why it is that Graber... Yeah, do you know why it is that Graber is just like my outhouse?
I know, Barry. Why is Graber just like your outhouse?
Well, you see, Carl, Graber's just like my outhouse because they're both full of...
Barry!
Oh! You said those nasty things about my bike.
Okay, Barry.
Yeah, I
apologize.
Thank you very much.
It was just a joke.
Totally false.
Or, yeah, just a silly joke. I heard it takes 7
minutes.
Wait a minute.
Where are
you going?
The Electric Amish and Barn to be Wild. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, fellas. Stick around. We'll have them come back in a few minutes.
They get a lot of dancers at their shows.
I don't know. Ask Graber.
Oh, gosh. Oh, are you kidding me? Yeah.
Yeah, you packed the dance floor, did you?
Oh, heck yeah. Okay. I think they're dancing. They're like moving really fast all towards the exit.
Have you guys ever written a song for a strip club? Maybe like Apple Pie?
She's my apple pie.
Yeah. She's in a long skirt.
Showing off her ankles.
You ever been to an Amish strip club?
Yeah. No.
Not a great time. Yeah. It's expensive and you don't get to see nothing.
A lot of hair, I'm guessing. Well, thank you, fellas. We'll bring back the boys. You can watch them on the Bob and Tom YouTube channel, et cetera, et cetera. And we've got Noah doing a great job on the visuals today for us. We return now to the sports page.
Yeah, we've got the jockstrap has just turned 150 years old.
Hmm. Whoa.
The protective garment.
He said predict. There's a dick in there.
Was invented in 1874, the jockstrap invented.
Wow. Really?
By Mr. C.F. Bennett, who worked for a company now known as Bike Athletic. It was designed to protect the precious parts of bicycle messengers as they navigated the bumpy cobblestones of Boston.
That makes sense.
Isn't that interesting? The jockstrap has since stretched beyond the athletic world, largely thanks to gay men who have embraced it since the 50s.
What?
Really? What?
In recent decades, it has graced catwalks and magazine covers, most recently Kristen Stewart for the cover of Rolling Stone. Despite its age, the garment is far from fading away. Bike Athletic said it sells several million dollars worth of jockstraps a year. Bike Athletic said about 70% of its customers are gay men.
I'm
skeptical.
I don't understand.
That's what I said. I was shouted down.
That's what the Associated Press article says. I don't...
Doesn't make no reason to sense. Deny it. I'm sure they've done their market research.
How do they find out about someone's sexual orientation? If they
try to do market research.
I don't.
I mean, how do they know anything? That they know, everyone knows who their audience is.
Yeah, but that doesn't sound like a question that.
I just want to know why.
Yeah.
It doesn't. Yeah. There's no.
Makes no sense.
No.
I've never found them comfortable at all. They're weird.
I think they'd be more comfortable if.
If the ass crack was covered, that'd be my.
Oh, you don't like the butt floss, do you?
You had a cup in?
Do they butt floss?
No, it's a V.
It goes around the cheeks.
Yeah. Oh, it does? It doesn't go up the butt?
It leaves the gluteal cleft exposed. Maybe that's the key.
I don't think so.
No.
No.
I tried to tell him, and he won't listen to me.
That you didn't want to talk about this?
I tried.
Jock straps are not underwear for gay men.
No.
I don't care what the AP.
70%.
No.
And in this case, I think AP is spelled T-O-M.
Yeah.
I don't care what the AP says.
Look at the source on this. Associated Press. The bike athletic company knows what they're doing. You ever worn a jock strap, Christy?
No.
Of course not. She's not a gay man.
Yeah. Why, what the hell?
I've worn a thong. That's bad enough.
When like high school football, the jockstrap has like a sleeve, like a kangaroo pocket.
Yeah.
And you slip in a hard fiberglass protective device.
The cup.
Sure.
Yes.
That makes sense. I thought that was why you wore a jockstrap all along.
It is.
I think they fit slightly better if you actually have a cup in there, I think.
And in your analysis and from your experience, Chick, how many NFL players wear a cup?
0%.
We have been told.
Why is that?
I don't know.
I think it probably slows you down a little bit.
The NFL players would not wear any extra pads at all if it were up to them. They don't like shoulder pads either.
But, ooh.
You'll have your exceptions, of course. The bigger the shoulder pads, the better, but not very many players care for shoulder
Happy birthday to the jockstrap.
Okay.
For the entire day, in their honor, I'll be cradling them.
Cradling them?
You are really something. You know that?
This is from a press release from the bike company.
A press release. Why don't you send me?
I thought it was from the AP,
Associated Press. Well, that's where they got the information.
Oh, okay,
is that right?
Yeah.
Is that right?
They don't. I don't. Do you have it on your phone?
Does anyone else find this odd?
Yes. Very
this
odd.
This story is very odd.
It's the birthday of the jockstrap.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's okay.
So let's just
this whole gay angle. I don't know why it got dragged into.
It's in the story. I don't know why. Perhaps a gay gent can give us a call and tell us why they.
Yes,
why
please.
It's a big thing.
Where's Frank? Alabama, Frank.
Let us know about this. Indeed a thing, or if the AP is is misunderstood or something.
So
odd. I thought my favorite line in it was Bike Athletic said about 70% of its customers are gay men. But
what?
My other favorite sentence is the jockstrap has since stretched beyond the athletic world, largely thanks to the gay men who have embraced it since the 50s.
So Rock Hudson was walking around in
with
one of these
on?
No. Look, I don't know.
I
Tom, I worry about.
I never saw a picture of Tab Hunter sitting on a beach in a
Liberace on a piano with
was in the closet. I bet Liberace used to enjoy sitting.
Hey, maybe we'll learn something. Please, I hope we do.
Yeah, I hope so
maybe
too.
So.
Somebody will fill us in.
Our gay listeners, please let us know.
I don't own.
I have gay friends, and they've never mentioned once ever wearing a jockstrap.
Do you have?
Maybe that's some kind of code.
Maybe
it's a secret.
I don't.
Maybe it's some kind of secret society.
I can't imagine.
Pat Godwin, you own a jockstrap?
Yeah,
you do.
I do. Yeah.
Okay.
Really?
Just one? Yeah.
Do you wear it when you play pickleball?
I do actually.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
I do own a cup and a jockstrap, yes.
No kidding.
I wore them. I was in that silly, super low-budget superhero thing.
Oh, okay.
All right. I wore it as a codpiece type thing.
And Ace? In case you get thrown into a baseball game, you're ready to go.
I do.
You do. See, I don't. I don't. My regular underwear has one of those pouches that I like very much. Keep the boys right to right where I know where they are. I don't want them wandering off. I don't want them wandering off.
or falling to the ground.
This is Andy from Iowa.
Hi, Andy.
I have a drawer full of jock straps and wear them on a regular basis. And yes, I am a gay man. If Tom isn't familiar with the lingo, this Andy says, yes, I am a mo.
All right. Well, that's fine, but.
What does that mean? He's got bangs like mo.
Chick, you're cool,
no,
but hello,
the second
Ace.
Syllable of.
I see.
Hello, Ace and Pat.
Oh, nice.
From Andy.
Well, that's very nice, but please, Andy, let us know why.
Andy. Andy, would you be insulted if someone representing the bike athletic company asked what your sexual orientation was?
I don't think so. I would hope not.
I mean, every company knows who uses their product.
Certainly, but this
is the big controversy right now involving menthol cigarettes is the best example.
I don't think that's a thing either.
It absolutely is.
You blanking lunatic.
No, if you would do any reading.
Yeah, Andy, let us know if this is. It can't be an easy access thing. That just seems too on the nose a little bit.
If you were Dave Chappelle, this would be okay for you to be talking about. Do you understand?
It's in front of the United States government right now.
More sports coming up, including. Today's the day.
What's the day?
My resignation.
Okay, here we go.
No, don't try to talk me out of it.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
John brings his skewed sense of humor. Jeff brings tips to cut strokes off your next round. Together, it's those weekend golf guys.
They'll pay a lot of money to PXG and Titleist and Callaway and on and on and on. Right? How many yards do you think you're going to pick up with that extra driver? I think I can get an extra 5 to 10. What if I give you 15 to 20? Can you pay me more?
Jeff Smith teaches on the sliding scale.
Those weekend golf guys, the podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.